12 weeks of lockdown. And I mean, we had ridiculous technical difficulties pretty much every single show.
Sure, yeah.
So like, we don't know the first thing. So I have handed this off to someone else. I mean, I am like helping to bring it all together and plan it. And but I have a wonderful person who is actually taking on the technical side of things, and Janine Stoll as well, one of the co-founders. She's way more web savvy than I, so she will be kind of at the helm of this as well.
Come on down from the ledge with your pretty wings spread, fly me through the steel tower night.
So I guess for you, it's just, well, you have to do your obligatory press, which we're doing right now to people like me, and then perform. How did you, with some of the people that you got on this bill, these are people that you've played with for years and known, but are they all in line with the Lady Bird Sanctuary? Meaning, do they always do a lot of charity work?
I think a lot of them typically do. I mean, some of the artists, I'm not totally sure, what their history is with that, but I know a lot of them, especially the big names, you know. I was really moved by how, you know, first of all, like how quickly some of these like major artists got back to me, like just instantly, you know, like it was pretty amazing. And just so generous and just so willing. So it's hopeful. It's promising. You know, we've all been experiencing kind of the dark side of the world. The last 2020 has, you know, delivered some blows. And so it's nice to see those silver linings.
This is our only chance for certain happenstance, some scrappy happiness. It's time to hit the bricks beyond the palisades. Your solo record plays, a lonely pine tree sways somewhere out in the sticks. I lose myself out here. I never see things clear. I do not care, my dear, about anything but you. I thank my lucky stars. I'll hang from monkey bars. I'll drive in rusty cars to do the things I do. It's not your fault. This life's a lightning bolt. It's not your fault. This life's a lightning bolt. It's no one's fault. My life's a lightning bolt. Corrective surgery. Charge me with perjury. Get down on bended knee. I lie between my teeth. I will not sell you out, no matter what they shout. I do not have a doubt that beauty loves the beat. I don't know where I've been. I don't know anything. I'm sure of one small thing. A kettle's gonna boil. Travel through space and time. I'd like a vodka line. A twist of the sublime. One small immortal coil. It's not your fault. This life's a lightning bolt. It's not your fault.
I see us turning the corner, and I like the event that you guys are putting on. I was thinking about, okay, now we have everybody that's performing virtually. There's also a VIP section where, can you explain that end of it as well?
Yeah, so the first hour of the show, the majority of the concert is totally free to anyone who wants to watch on Facebook Live or on our Lady Bird YouTube channel. You can access it there easily. You can share it. You can watch it again and again. And then for the headliners, the artists that I had mentioned, which will be about like a half an hour portion of the show, that'll be the second part of the show. And that will be for Lady Bird monthly donors. Mm-hmm. So if people want to have access to that show, we would love for them to sign up as a Lady Bird monthly donor. And you can choose your amount, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. So that's like, you know, what, like half a Starbucks coffee?
Sure.
For a month, something like that.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. With my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances and making believe they're true. Oh, give me your lips for just a moment, my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. To build a dream on.
So we hope that people will sign up. Our monthly donors are very precious to us. It's it helps, you know, keeps us going and able to do the rescues that we do. So we thought that would be a good way to encourage people to sign up. And then you get to watch, you know, some pretty spectacular artists perform.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, 'cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, I'm
hate my young.
She's obviously a person with the cars. I told her that I don't smoke or drink. She told me to loosen up on her way to the LC. She skips her classes and gets good grades. I go to my courses, rain or shine. She's passed her classes while I attend.
Are we at the point now, because of this 10-year anniversary, that I guess financially it is possible for you guys to fund a farm, or will this be an ongoing thing that you'll do in order to achieve the goals?
I think we are definitely ready. It took us 10 years to feel like we are ready to take that on. Financially speaking, it is going to be an ongoing thing, because running a farm is going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot.
I asked the question because I don't know, right? I'm a city kid, right? I'm just like,
totally,
what do you, you get me out in the yard, okay, I'll dig up that flower, but this isn't farming. This is like quasi-gardening. Now you're talking about feed, maintenance, and then there's the cleaning and the care and the medical costs of all of these animals and different species. And
yeah, totally. You know, it gets pretty pricey. And, you know, we've done a lot of research over the years. We've traveled to many different sanctuaries and done workshops and, hung out with the people who run these places and pick their brains. And so we've done the work. And we have an incredible community of supporters. Like, it's just grown so much over a decade. And so we feel like we have such a good team and such a good community and people who want to see this happen. In the last 10 years, it's really just been volunteer foster homes, a circuit of volunteer foster homes, and that's what's kind of kept this thing going. But to have an actual space would be amazing.
Consider this feeling what you're calling for me. twisted up inside.
You know, we want to start small, so it's not like we're going to get a farm and just start, you know, rescuing a ton of animals. We're going to, you know, kind of continue to do what we do on the same scale and then, you know, slowly add, you know, farm animal rescues and just take it slowly, because we don't want to be crushed under the weight of, of this. We want to succeed. Well, and we want to succeed for the animal.
She's my polyrhythm, carrying my heart like a beat. So fast I can't keep up, my prayers say melody. She runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants this. She goes, she runs guns, everyone wants guns. She runs guns, everyone wants this. She goes. She runs guns, everyone wants. There she goes.
You're doing some wonderful work, and I got to tell you, I've always caught the shows that were at the St. Hollywood back here in town and wherever it was done. Mm-hmm. And on a side note, I know that you can buy some merchandise to help support the cause. And mm-hmm. I bought some hot sauce a couple of years ago.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like a typical goofball. I was just like, oh, it won't be that hot. It won't be whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And I ate it and I went, Oh, I misinterpreted this completely. And I was just like, you got to remember, this is all before the hot, spicy chicken thing that's on YouTube all the time, yeah. That guy. But then I was thinking the other day, I'm like going, I think
this
just
melt your brain.
Yeah, it caught me off guard, but it was tasty.
It was good. I was hooked.
Were you really? Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
I'm a
hot sauce fanatic.
Right.
Like,
okay. So
like if I'm not crying by the end of a meal, I'm not satisfied. So I have to like douse everything I eat in hot sauce.
Well, I think you should send a bottle of it to a Hot Ones, to that guy Sean and his crew. All right. Because I think that would be wonderful if they got a hold of that and went, you know, if you buy this, then it'll go to this animal farm for everyone.
That's a great idea. You know,
it would be super, because a lot of those guys that they have on, they're always holding up a bottle and going, I really like this. And, you know, I mean, I just saw Dawson's sauce, Sean Dawson's hot sauce, who's from Hamilton. Matthew McConaughey likes it, and so does Sam Smith. So I don't know. One extra plug doesn't hurt anything. Hey, thank you for everything. Thank you for taking time to chat with us.
Thank you so much.
And one more time, where do we go to log on and to make a donation?
So visit ladybirdanimalsanctuary.com for all the details of the show and to sign on as a monthly donor and to register for the show. You can also visit our Facebook page, Instagram, and we have tons of information there too.
I drove into the cold, white knuckled, blind and bold, shining white and gold, the colors in my soul. How I wound up here, was I a souvenir? We lost our landing gear, we circled in the cold, until we disappeared, like missing mountaineers, into the atmosphere, to where we'll never know. In purgatory cove, I wait. In purgatory cove, I wait. In purgatory cove, I wait. In purgatory cove. So severe, I sing on your radio. My signal comes and goes. I sleep in the maple leaves, I hide in the gentle breeze, I blend into the trees, I scare the animals away. How did it come to this? Forbidden kiss, white and gold, somewhere in my soul, in purgatory cold, I wait, in purgatory cold, I wait, in purgatory cold. Purgatory cold. Choir here,
and I just disappear. And I don't sing too loud, and I just blend into the crowd. In purgatory cold, I wait. In purgatory cold.
I will melt into you, you will. You're listening to Steel City Music.
Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. doesn't mean much.
Don't let the fear take over. Don't let the fear take over. Don't let the fear, don't let the fear, don't let the fear take over. Fear take over. Don't let the fear take over. Don't let the fear, don't let the fear, don't let the fear take over. See, you are magic, what you think it comes true, so don't let that fear take over. Don't let the fear take over. Don't let the fear, don't let the fear, trying to keep steady. Trying to keep on solid ground.
Trying to keep on solid.
Trying to keep level.
Level, level.
Trying to keep from falling down.
Trying to keep from
trying to keep steady.
Steady, steady.
Trying to keep on solid ground.
Trying to keep on solid.
Trying to keep level.
Level, level.
Trying to keep from falling down.
Trying to keep from falling.
Listen, listen to your heart. You know where to start. You know what you want. You know what you need. Listen, listen, listen to your heart.
Listen, listen, listen.
You know where to start. You know what you want. You know what you need.
Don't let the fear take over. Don't let the fear take over. Don't let the fear, don't let the fear, don't let the fear take over. They want it tragic, but you know what you gotta do. Don't let that fear. You gotta keep level. You gotta keep from falling.